Welcome to the Ordinary Christian's first podcast. My name is Bob Bauer. I'm the old guy in the room. I am pastor at Faith Church, Reformed Church America Church in Dyer, Indiana. Actually, six sites around Northwest Indiana in the South Suburb of Chicago. My wife and I have four children. They're all married and all have children. I'm soon to be a grandpa of nine kids, and it's really an amazing time. And I'm glad and excited to be with my brothers around these microphones. And I'm going to send it over to Ron Sitlow.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Very good.
My name is Ron Sitlow. I've been married for 18 years. We have four boys. I'm much younger than Bob. Better looking.
Yes.
And my kids are from 14 to 8. And I'm the senior pastor at Calvary Church in Orland Park, Illinois.
And I am Derek Bukema. I'm the young guy in the room. I'm the millennial in the room. I have kids.
I hope I don't hurt your feelings today.
That's totally fine. Say whatever you'd like about us millennials. I'm willing to defend us to the death.
Okay, boomer.
I have children who are 3 years old and 1 year old, and I am the lead pastor at Orland Park Christian Reformed Church.
And let's talk a little bit about why we ended up with a podcast title called The Ordinary Christians.
Yeah, I think there's so many podcasts that are geared towards pastors or leaders or kind of specific realities. And we're really interested in, you know, the guy who drives the truck, the person who works in the office, and what are the kinds of things that would be helpful for the stay-at-home mom that we could talk about and, you know, share our hearts about and be helpful around.
I think the beauty is also, this sounds weird, the age differences in our context of life. We'll be able to look at ordinary Christian things from the perspective of all our ages in the world in which we live.
I also think that we are all ordinary Christians.
Amen.
I'm very ordinary.
Ron, you're the most ordinary of us all.
Right. You are very ordinary.
I am.
But we love you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think it's good to remember that even leaders of churches, pastors of churches, are ordinary Christians. I think it's important for Christians to recognize and for pastors to recognize that we are not some sort of special level of Christian, but that a minister needs to be someone who himself is committed to Christ and to his ways and to living as a Christian that follows Christ, just like everyone else, that he calls to that each Sunday as he preaches to them.
You know, what's interesting, Derek, is that we, the three of us, love being ordinary Reformed Christians. Now, the word Reformed is our theological worldview. And what is remarkable about the Reformation and the Reformed worldview is that it actually was, part of it was to make all Christians ordinary. There wasn't a class of, there's the priests, the professionals, and there were ordinary Christians down here. It brought the level together. And so that is also cool.
The priesthood of all believers.
Amen.
Amen.
Mr. Ron Ordinary.
Very ordinary.
I think one of the things we'd like to do early on is talk about an ordinary issue. So is there anything else you guys want to say about the introduction? Otherwise, we're going to head out.
Because we have these conversations all the time, the three of us. We gather together, we talk, and it's fun to do it.
That's true. I really like you guys.
I do. We have a mutual love for one another.
Yeah, for sure.
And again, it's fun because we take what we're going to do on microphones, what we do when we're together.
Right.
Talk about issues that are ordinary.